New Yorkers, get thee to New Jersey. Those are fighting words to any diehard New York City foodie, but is there a traitor in their midst? Fourth-generation New Yorker Stephen Shaw says some of the area's best Japanese, Portuguese, Korean, Vietnamese, and Indian food can be found across the Hudson in the Garden State. But wait, hold your boos and hisses, Gothamites. Shaw's a food critic, a food writer, and the founder of eGullet.org, one of the top online food communities in the U.S. And just in case you've forgotten, he is a fourth-generation New Yorker. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Yeah, I was actually the third generation of my family to be born in Mount Sinai Hospital, but we didn't get a discount, or they weren't even nice to us.
Oh, wow. Well, what are you going to do? Well, listen, according to the high volume of responses on your website, eGullet's readers weren't too happy with your suggestion to visit the Garden State for good food. What was there a common thread linking their comments?
Well, New Yorkers don't like to hear that they're not the center of the universe. But the world is changing a lot. As much as I love New York and have lived here all my life and never want to live anywhere else, I have got to acknowledge that ethnic migration has been occurring to northern New Jersey. That's where the centers of the Chinese, Indian, Korean communities are starting to develop now, and as a result, restaurants have sprung up there too, and some of them are just awesome.
And I guess, you know, for some people, maybe the cost of a trip to New Jersey might stop them from heading across the Hudson, but is there also something else at work, like a psychological block against going to New Jersey?
There's definitely a psychological block. There are two rivers on either side of Manhattan. You can cross either one pretty much just as easily. There are PATH trains going to New Jersey that are just like the city subways. People in New York are enculturated to believe that New Jersey is this foul place that they shouldn't ever go to and that it's embarrassing to go there.
You know, if someone wanted, say, Korean food in the city, the first place that comes to mind is Koreatown near Herald Square. You know, if they wanted Indian food, you'd think of Jackson Heights. But you're saying there are better options in New Jersey, right?
Sure. Like, for example, if you go to Edison, New Jersey, it makes Jackson Heights look white. Edison, New Jersey has had a tenfold increase in its South Asian population over the past 15, 20 years. And Oak Tree Road, the main shopping strip in Edison, is like a little piece of India in America with very sophisticated high-end food and shopping at a very ambitious level, representing all the regions of India, not just the heavy North Indian stuff that you see in the city.
Give us your ideal day of eating your way through New Jersey.
Well, if you have a car, I think you start by driving to Edison, and then you work your way back. You go to lunch at an Indian restaurant in Edison, and then maybe head up to the places closer to the George Washington Bridge, like Fort Lee and Ridgefield Park and areas like that, where you have a lot of Korean and other Chinese, Japanese, things like that, especially Mitsuya Market in Edgewater, which has the most incredible selection of Japanese food that you've seen. Every serious Japanese cook that I know who lives in New York City makes a weekly pilgrimage to Mitsuya Market in Edgewater. And there's actually a bus from Port Authority. It costs $2. It takes a half an hour.
Now, I've heard you've been challenged by New York Magazine's food blog, which is called Grub Street, on this whole New Jersey foodie thing. Can you tell us a little bit about what that whole controversy is about?
Their food bloggers were expressing strong doubts. And rather than debate this endlessly with them online, I've issued a throwdown, a challenge, which is, in January, I'm going to take six people in my van, and we're going to go and we're going to spend the day in New Jersey. We're going to go to Edison. We're going to go to Mitsuya Market. We're going to go to White Manna, which is the best hamburger place in the Northeast. At the end of the day, if these guys from Grub Street believe that I've proved my point, then they're going to go online and eat crow. And if not, at least they got to spend a day in New Jersey.
All right. Thank you very much, Stephen.
Thank you.
Stephen Shaw is the founder of eGullet.org and author of Turning the Tables, The Insider's Guide to Eating Out. And for a list of eGullet's New Jersey food recommendations, from Korean to burgers to Indian, go to our website, WNYC.org.